the Fast Mode podcast series. I'm Tara Neal, and with me today is Nick Hardis, Director, APJ Systems Engineering at HPE Aruba Networking. HPE Aruba Networking is a subsidiary of Hewlett Packard Enterprise that specializes in providing secure, intelligent edge-to-cloud networking solutions, primarily focused on wireless access points, switches, and network management tools, utilizing AI-powered automation to simplify network operations and deliver robust security across wired and wireless connections. Nick is responsible for developing the pre-sales technical team and driving growth across Asia, Pacific, and Japan. In parallel, his role as SASE director focuses on secure connectivity for customers leveraging SASE and cybersecurity solutions. Nick joins us as part of our exclusive editorial segment on generative AI for network management. Welcome, Nick. Great to have you on today's episode.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me, Tara.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's start. HPE Aruba last year announced the integration of Gen AI capabilities into its cloud-native network management platform, the HPE Aruba Networking Central. So can you tell us more about what functionalities does it offer for users?
Yeah, so HPE Aruba Networking Central is our cloud-native network management and orchestration platform. So it's built on top of HPE GreenLake. It was actually released about 10 years ago. So the platform itself is certainly not new, and it has continued to evolve to meet the changing business requirements of our customers. Mm-hmm. So the announcement that you mentioned, Tara, late last year, it was really just to continue to complement, build, and expand on this existing capability with a continued focus on AI ops. Mm-hmm. It also aligns with our vision to deliver security-first AI-powered networking to the market. Mm. So in particular around generative AI or Gen AI, we introduced some enhancements to our AI-powered search. So this uses an in-house large language model or LLM and natural language processing, NLP, lots of acronyms for us today, to allow us to have conversational interaction with a network operator. So, you know, the advantage of having an in-house LLM, you know, brings sub-second response times, much more accurate and deeper insights. And we've trained this search capability on large data sets. So, you know, we've got a high confidence that we have model relevance and accuracy for network-specific use cases. So really, this AI-powered search allows users to interact with this AI model more effectively and improve their decision-making and problem-solving through their day-to-day network operations. So, for example, as a network issue may come up, rather than, you know, asking multiple different questions, we can have a conversation with the Aruba Central platform and actually point with direct links to where we believe the issue may be using AI analytics and help that network operator be more efficient in their root cause analysis. We also enhanced some aspects of the operational efficiency in HPE Aruba Networking Central. So existing capability that was already AI driven, proactive network management through AI insights gives more of a network view. The improved network troubleshooting through client insights. This provides more of an endpoint view. And we also advanced some of our analytics and brought a lot more AI-driven real-time analytics to the platform. So some great enhancements that were announced late last year, which are now available for our customers in Central. And just one more point, if I could make, Tara, is just really to ensure that you know, there's awareness that this is widely accessible. So all of these AI and Gen AI capabilities, we've enabled those across all subscription levels. And if you think in the market, you know, when we think about some of the more capable AI solutions available to network operators, quite commonly this is seen as something that's really only accessible to the top end of the market, the large enterprise. By having this across all subscription levels, you know, there's no minimum number of devices or users. SMBs, commercial, mid-market, large enterprises can all access this capability. It's cloud-native, SaaS solution, so there's minimal upfront investment. And if we just think in the industry, you know, we're seeing that APAC is leading the world in Gen AI adoption. So we see stats around 51% for APAC, surpassing US at 48 and Europe at 47. So the APAC region is very much adopting these types of use cases. But on the flip side, we're seeing a lot of APAC leaders struggle to demonstrate clear return on investment when they're making their own Gen AI investments. So as a result of that, What we're trying to do by embedding this Gen AI capability into our solution is to allow Central to give access for customers to embrace and benefit from Gen AI without necessarily needing to have their own dedicated AI investments. And we're seeing that widely received and positively received in the market.
Wow, amazing. I think you just mentioned about in-house LLMs, right? How do those differ from, something that you buy off the market?
So look, there's a lot of public LLMs available, and I think over time we'll see that landscape continue to evolve and to grow. But I think the real key for us, and in particular with Central, is we need to make sure that the LLM is customized and optimized for networking and management use cases. So the advantage of an in-house LLM for us is really to just ensure that the vast and diverse data set that we are using to train these LLMs is of relevance to the use cases that we're looking to address. So the three most significant contributors from our perspective in the way in which we train these LLMs are Aruba source documents. We have tens of thousands of both internal and external documentation that we have fed into these training
All right.
models, reference architectures, configuration guides, etc. The second is customer queries. Over many years of operations and many customers embracing the Central platform, we have over 3 million historical interactions that we've pulled in to optimize that LLM and ensure that we have relevancy, especially for AI search, right? We can use past queries to ensure that our responses are more in line with what our customers are looking for. And probably the most significant contributor to the training of these in-house LLMs is telemetry data. So we have over 4 million network managed devices and over 1 billion unique customer endpoints. So you think about the telemetry that comes as a result of that, scale of deployment, and it really allows us to have just such a vast and diverse data set that is extremely relevant to the network operations and management use cases that we're looking to address with our in-house LLM. Over time, and this was hinted at in the announcement last year as well, Tara, is our OpsRamp integration. It actually permits visibility into third-party network devices. So over time, we do expect that our ability to pull in that telemetry, not just from an Aruba deployment, but across, a multi-vendor network deployment, will only deliver more advanced and relevant insights and analytics for our customers.
So when you bring these models to a particular environment, like a particular customer, right? There's a lot of fine-tuning that you'll be doing using customers' data. So you mentioned about the source documents. That would basically be standard across all deployments because it's your documentation. But when it comes to like refining it based on customer data, does that fine-tuning take a long time from customer to customer?
Yeah, look, I think as HPE, we certainly have a big stake in the market as it pertains to AI and being able to deliver this type of capability. So to answer your question, does it take a long time? It does because we also need to ensure that we have the right degree of security and privacy controls in place as we're dealing with that customer data.
Yes,
So,
yes.
as we're training these models, we have to strip personal and company identifiable information. We need to make sure that we're anonymizing network telemetry. And these models need to be sandboxed, right? So we do so within this central platform and within the HPE GreenLake cloud platform to make sure that we're protecting sensitive data. The LLMs are proprietary, right? So that does give us an advantage in that we have full control in terms of how data is handled and processed. And that becomes even more important when it comes to, certainly in the APAC region, where we see a lot of compliance and regulatory bodies looking for data sovereignty. We need to make sure that we're treating that data in compliance with those regulations and making sure that where needed and where possible, we can keep that data in country.
All right, okay. So, we've talked about the data training and then how you bring it to each customer and all that. So, would you say, have you guys acquired a certain level of expertise in certain vehicles, in certain verticals more than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we are seeing Gen AI and AI ops as it pertains to network management. We're seeing it embraced across all segments and all verticals, right? I'd sort of mentioned earlier that, you know, there does tend to be a perception that this is high-end capability that is, you know, only the top end of enterprise that are able to embrace this. But we're really focused on enabling this capability across all segments, across all verticals. And, you know, to your question, you know, are there specific verticals where we've seen more success or less success? I don't think there is. You know, I think it is fairly widely accepted that there are a lot of operational efficiencies that can be introduced with AI and Gen AI capabilities embedded in HPE Aruba Networking Central. So we continue to innovate in that space so that, you know, we don't necessarily leave any customers behind.
Brilliant. So, looking ahead, do you see the potential for Gen AI to expand beyond LLMs, such as into testing automation?
Definitely. Yeah, without a doubt. Look, there's enormous potential for Gen AI to streamline software development, testing automation. We see that not only in the network segment, but, you know, across all areas. 48% of enterprises in the Asia Pacific region view code review and testing as key areas for AI efficiencies, right? So that may even sound lower than expected, but we do expect that to increase to a point that by 2028, we expect Gen AI-based tools to be predicted to write 70% of software tests. This is significant, right? This is significant. And there's obviously been a lot of innovation in testing automation over the years. The idea of automating test cases, whether that's generating the test cases or even automating the completion of those tests, I mean, that's not new. By any means, that's not new. But I think as a tech company, you know, we're growing into those types of trends, but we also tend to have a higher expectation from our customers because, as a vendor in the tech space, we are expected to be embracing these technologies at or at a level exceeding, you know, what we see in the market. So this does allow us in our own processes to enable accelerated innovation for within our development teams, and this is across the HPE Aruba Networking portfolio. But it also, most importantly for our customers, it increases the confidence in our code, right? We get to automate testing at scale. We get to be more dynamic in the way that we are setting up these test cases to, again, continue to adapt to what our customers need us to be testing. And in the end, again, the real benefit for our customers is increased reliability and confidence in our solutions.
All right. Okay. So in terms of the data that you guys use, right? Who takes care of the data? You know, is it the customers, or do you have a say on, you know, the data infrastructure? Do you guys go in and build that infrastructure, or does it just start with using whatever the customer has? Because you do need data points to adequately train the models, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So in terms of the customer responsibility to, you know, to share this data, I mean, the data is already there. So I'd mentioned earlier what we do to ensure that we're, you know, removing the personal or company identifiable information and anonymizing that network telemetry. But the data is there, right? So we're using that in a sandboxed environment to ensure that that data is secure, and that we're handling the personal and company sensitive data in a way that is in line with any sort of local regulatory bodies and the customer themselves, right? So there's no action needed by the customer to be able to leverage this Gen AI capability. It is certainly all included in the larger data lake of HPE Aruba Networking Central. And over time, we'll start to see the larger data lake of HPE GreenLake, which may include other technology components such as compute, storage, and security, as feeding into some of these models and, you know, obviously through training them with an increased data source, we can start to see increased relevancy and more intelligent analytics come out of
All
that.
right. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Now let's shift to another popular topic that we have in AI right now. I think you'd know this, agentic AI, right? And it's a big topic. Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. So, how do you, are you planning to incorporate agentic AI, or is it already there?
Yeah, that's another great question, Tara. And it's a bit of a mouthful, agentic AI. So I'll try my best
I know.
not to embarrass myself on that one. But look, as it pertains to network managers and IT operators, you know, agentic AI is referring to what we would call closed loop automation, but the difference being it's now AI-driven closed loop automation. So what this really means is we're doing self-healing, self-optimization, and that's across the network environment. It could be in the form of configuration changes, or it could just be adapting to real-time network conditions. So to your question, do we already have this? The answer is yes. Like we've been introducing this capability progressively over the years. And over 3 years ago, we introduced inside of the AI Insights capability, something called Self-Correct. Now, what this does is it essentially delivers the AI insight, which could be a suggestion around low performing endpoints. It could be a non-optimized component in the network environment. And we will essentially look across the environment, not just specific to that one device or that one user, but come up with, through the models, a suggested remediation. All right. Again, that could be configuration change or just an adaptation to the way the network is behaving. Currently, though, this is very deliberately, it's opt-in, right? So we provide those recommendations, but we don't necessarily close the loop and automate that unless there is a decision by the customer made that they are comfortable for us to do so. And I think what will happen over time is customers need to develop a little bit more confidence in the technology, right? So they can still take that recommendation and then manually deploy it. They may want to test that recommendation in their lab environment. But over time, I think they'll start to be a little bit more confidence from customers and recognition that the technology is ready, right? The technology is ready and available to leverage more of this AI-driven closed loop automation. So we'll continue to innovate in this space, and the types of capability that we will offer to our customers within Central that allows them to have this closed loop automation in place will continue to expand. But I do expect that over time we'll see a progressive uptake in customer engagement with those capabilities, because AI can certainly significantly streamline and optimize network operations, but it's a changing environment. And until we see that customer confidence in place, the network is still seen as a very critical part of any customer's environment. And there is always that initial step where a customer may want to test the waters a little bit before they truly embrace it.
Wow. Talking about innovation, right? So now that we have all these features, especially with Gen AI, and you have the chatbot, and network users can basically go in and type their queries and so forth, do you see a trend where these users actually come up with new use cases for you guys to develop? They come in and say that now they have access to all these tools, and they come in and say, can this networking tool now perform this? So, do you see use cases being pushed from the user end?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think as a vendor, and our, mantra is very much customer first, customer last. We obviously invite and encourage customers to be very open and forward around what requirements they need to be able to embrace AI and Gen AI use cases to maximize benefit in their organization. So we have a number of different paths and channels for that interaction to occur, and to connect the dots between our product management teams, and not only our customers, but also our partners, which are a big part of the way in which we bring our solutions to market. There's a lot of highly capable technical resources out there in the channel community that we work closely with, and their feedback is just as important as the end user customers. So, I very much expect that this area will continue to iterate. And, I think even if we just look, Tara, over the last 2 or 3 years, I think generative AI itself is not new, but it's just been very accessible, certainly at a consumer level. And I think that that's increased the expectations of us implementing and embedding this capability in enterprise solutions. So what the next 2, 3 years holds, I think there's a lot of activity in the Gen AI space, and I look forward to us innovating, seeing what is most relevant for our customers, in particular, for the central use case, and bringing those types of capabilities to market.
And perhaps happier users of your solutions as well, now that it's
Without a
Easier, yeah,
doubt.
so much
Without a
easier to
doubt.
use. All right, okay, Nick. I think that's really has been a really nice session today. Discussing about all these topics, and we thank you for your time, for taking us through the solutions from HPE Aruba, and also talking about your future plans and how you guys meet the demands for the age of AI. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time as well, Tara. Wonderful questioning. I've enjoyed the conversation and hope to catch up again soon.
Sure. Okay, so for everyone tuning in, thank you for listening. If you guys want to learn more, just go to www.hpe.com and follow us for more updates and insights as we continue to uncover the latest in technology and telecommunications. See you in our next session. Bye-bye.